Back again. And you know, it's interesting. I was reading through and we were talking where we all got on. This whole conversation was about this discrimination. And in one of the articles, which I'm going to post, they state exactly, let me just post this quick, exactly what Master said about they're getting it. They're trying to get this bill, these bills proved under basically what they call basically religious protection. In this one article that I just put in there, part of it says, America still stands for the principles that religious beliefs matter for something in this country, and that we have the right to freely exercise our religious beliefs. And they also state in the article, the Arizona bill has a very simple premise, that Americans should be free to live and work according to their religious faith. It's simply about protecting religious liberty and nothing else. These things were posted by the group that is pushing and supporting this bill in Arizona, which is a conservative group called the Center for Arizona Policy. I think it's interesting, Americans United for Separation of Church and State has made some interesting statements as well in this article, one of which, I'll just read a little excerpt or a little section from it. What they told CNN News is, fling the door wide open to discrimination, not just against gay people, but basically to any class of individuals that a religious fundamentalist decides he or she doesn't want to deal with. He added, a woman who is pregnant out of wedlock, for example.
How do you know she's married or not?
Out the door. You don't get to serve in my business. You don't get served in my business. That will
what
give
if she's
you
raped?
Don't understand. That will give them the right. Exactly. There's a couple points. You're getting ahead of me here, Master. They look at a woman coming into their restaurant and she's pregnant. They don't see a wedding band on her hand. Let's say that she's at a grocery store. She's getting food, and they don't see a wedding band on her hand. And they, excuse me, ma'am, I don't notice a wedding band. Are you married? I notice you're pregnant. And she goes,
yes, I'm retaining water.
No, I'm not married. Then you have to leave my store. I will not. You're not allowed to buy food in my store. Sorry. Bye-bye. And they can. This bill will legally allow them to do that. Now that brings up a point. Now, the same conservative group is totally 100% anti-abortion. They don't believe abortion should be performed under any circumstance other than the life or death of the mother in certain situations. In other words, one of which the argument always comes up, that if a woman is raped and she becomes pregnant, they still believe that as soon as the sperm meets the egg, it's a living soul, and to kill it is murder. So that woman has to go and have the baby. But that's out of wedlock. So even though they're the same group that's pushing this raped woman has to have a baby, we're not going to serve her anything. She can't eat. She can't see how messed up it all is. And that's how when religion gets into it, it becomes such a tangled web.
Well, and that is why I think that our governments, not only in Canada and the U.S., but all over the place, there are so many, because by doing what you're seeing right now, it's almost like bringing back, you know, slavery. Well, no, you're black, you're Indian, you can't come here. You can't.
Yeah. Mike in the chat room just made a really good point. I'm 300 pounds. Can I be refused entry into a buffet? But no, religiously, you're glutton. Gluttony. That's fucking hysterical. I didn't even think of that.
Gluttonous.
Good one, Mike.
I'm sorry you're not allowed to eat at my restaurant.
That's
they could
good.
Do that. But it's just crazy. I mean, what it proves a point in the United States anyway, this is going to be a case where the Supreme Court's going to have to step in and make a ruling. And how our system sadly works in many cases is it's going to cost, well, what ends up being us Americans, millions of dollars in taxes, because they can pass the law, then a bunch of attorneys are going to get together and file a class action lawsuit because people are being discriminated against, which violates the U.S. Constitution. So then they're going to sue the state. The state's going to appeal the lawsuit after they lose it, which already cost them millions of dollars. Then it's going to go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's going to say separation of church and state, and you can't discriminate under any bias, including sexual preference and gender, which they've already made statements on in the past, so they have to stick with those statements. It's just a crazy cycle that they're on.
You know, a couple of weeks ago when your President Obama said his speech to the, what did he call it? State of the Nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he bluntly said, which was amazing, you know, instead of fighting me and fighting the betterment of a lot of things that we're trying to do things better, mm-hmm. if you'd work with us or, you know, as a group together, we could achieve so much more. And then he finally said, and if you don't, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. At one point or another, you will never satisfy everybody. So you have to look at, you know, where we were, where we've been, and where we're going. And somebody has to put their foot down and stand.
Well, look at Margaret Thatcher. She was in England for how many years?
Yeah.
She was like, I don't give a frig. I'm raising taxes. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. She almost destroyed England. But after the fact, it was trial by fire, and she's done the same thing.
Yeah.
Is Obama doing the same thing? Possibly.
No. Anyway.
He could be. He is actually forcing all these issues. And what he says and how he does things, he's forcing the issues.
Yeah.
And how he's dealing with them, like Sir Mark said, is we can work it together. Fuck you, I'll do it myself.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. I find it awesome, this article I just read. There was Republican Chad Campbell, who is in Phoenix, a Democrat that actually voted against the legislation, told CNN News Friday, said, let there be no doubt about what this bill does. It's going to allow people to discriminate against the gay community in Arizona. It goes after unprotected classes of people, and we all know that the biggest unprotected class of people in the state is the LGBT community. I mean, that's why there's such a fight, because in the United States, we are the largest. In Canada here, it's been wonderful. You've had so many more rights for so much longer period of time. But down there, it's just not the same, especially in the South. If we were having this conversation, he states, in regard to African Americans or women, there would be outrage across the country right now.
Yeah, but
we'd have flipped out. If all of a sudden the state, I don't care what state, all of a sudden Tennessee said, you know what? Women they're just out of control. Women need to be put in their place. Women will only be allowed into a place where a man allows them. Period. End of story.
Okay, yeah, so which point? The way it should be.
imagine the outrage.
Good luck.
It would be crazy.
All right, it's getting up to be 6:56, so, Boyneal, we're going to start moving towards the next part of the show.
Yes.
So basically, we've got. I'm hoping that we're going to be able to get Sir Ben C.B. Kirby to come online, and we are going to be talking about the Cleveland Pop Contest that was just held last night. Sir Mark and I were in Cleveland, had an awesome time. Great job, everybody at the bar as well. And crap, your shots are big. also, right after that, probably about 7:30, maybe 7:45 to 8:00, we're going to have Joe on. And Joe is going to be doing his Joe on the Go and TO, letting us know what's happening. Things are a little bit kind of loose because, you know, we got back and I started to kind of get the show together a little bit late today. So,
I knew what I was going to be talking about this week.
And yeah, because
I actually kept us on. I did my best and kept us on track with that. So
yes, you did, my boy.
Yeah.
All right. So what we're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be coming right back with House of MNSN. Is there anything else you need to say?
No, that's really about it. And it's just like, okay, let's not give up the fight. I mean,
you're going to stick around for the next hour because you're going to want to hear about what happened in Cleveland anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're...
I guess that decision is made.
Basically, yeah, you're going to stick around.
Sounds good.
One time I saw a Filipino
control freak
cut out a cancer with a rusty butter knife.
You are listening to Boy Neal on House of MNSM Radio. Email in at boyneal@houseofmnsm.com.
mmsm.com.